The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. It's a pleasure to be here. And for some reason, it's kind of fun to have all these buttons, and I have a couple of screens, and I don't know, it's kind of fun. Once I got my head around, this is what the Dharma teaching looks like these days. So a warm welcome to everyone to our Monday night sit. I'm here with Padachara. I'll talk a little bit about her this evening. I know that Gil has been talking about her too, so. But for now, we'll do a guided meditation. We'll just settle in. What does it feel like to be here right now? To fully arrive, to get the head and the body in the same place, get the mind and the body in the same place. Allowing these different aspects, different fragments perhaps, to come together here, now. We can take an upright posture, a posture that has ease and relaxation and some dignity and inspiration. Like, what posture would the body take if you were feeling inspired? Inspired to practice. Sometimes taking the physical form, shape, posture, gesture can influence the mind. So if you were inspired, how would you be sitting right now? Maybe with some confidence. And now, can you sit and know that you're sitting? Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And allowing that chair or cushion to support you, keep you grounded, connected. And then maybe resting the attention on the sensations of breathing in a relaxed, easy, gentle way. We don't have to pounce on the breath or grab at it. It's more just resting or abiding with the breath. feeling the movement of the chest or the abdomen, or perhaps feeling the air going in and out of the nose. It wouldn't be surprising if the mind were lost in thought. Most likely you've been thinking all day. There's a momentum. So we can just let the thoughts be in the background. We don't have to push them away, make them go away. And in the foreground, just noticing what it feels like to be breathing. Is there something that might inspire you to stay with the meditation practice here, rather than getting lost and planning or fantasies, worrying, whatever it might be? Is there an aspiration, an inspiration, something that might support you? Support your practice right now. Feeling the beginning, middle, and end of the inhale and the gap at the end of the inhale is the transition to the exhale. Of course, the beginning, middle, and end of an exhale, and the transition between the inhale and the exhale. Without straining, is there a way in which you can just rest your attention on the breath and notice this collection of sensations with breathing in and breathing out? Right now, there's nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. Right now, we're meditating together. sometimes checking into what inspires us, inspires our practice, maybe an aspiration, can be a great support. Maybe help us, bring us to the cushion. Maybe help us investigate our experience. Which helps create the conditions in which we might be inspiring for others, in which others might see our commitment to spending time being quiet, our commitments to non-harming, our commitment to showing up as best we can. So in this way, tuning into maybe what we find beautiful or inspiring is a way that can help us help others, can help us show up in the world in a way that's open and kind-hearted. So that our practice may be for the benefit of not only ourselves, of course, but for others. So as we end this meditation, you can feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And maybe a touching into what's important for you and supportive, skillful, recognizing that that will help you help others.